Art that touches the lives of people from all walks of life at every age, emphasizing the importance of community-wide engagement and inclusion, is a big part of an upcoming event known as Ipsy Glow. This is Lisa Berry, and this is the fourth annual Light of the Night event with art taking place in Ypsilanti. And joining us now to talk about that is Jennifer Goulet, Ipsy Glow producer and master.
Glow Master,
bow to you.
Hi, Lisa.
And one of the original organizers, Jerry Rosenberg. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Lisa.
Now, Ipsy Glow was created by the same people behind wonderful productions like yourself, Jerry, and Mark Tucker, the Full Moon and Festifools, the same situation?
That's right.
Why did you come up with Ipsy Glow?
We were actually invited to come into Ypsilanti to partner with the Ypsilanti Public Library to do an event, a small event, pilot event, which turned out to be glowingly and more brilliantly lit than we expected.
So now you're in your fourth year.
Yeah, we are in our fourth year, and it's bigger and brighter.
How would you describe Ipsy Glow? I've been to it several times, but I think for someone who may not have been, how would you describe it?
Well, it's really, it's hard to describe because there are so many parts to what makes Ipsy Glow such a magical experience. It is everything from luminary processions where people join in and they come wearing something glowing or carrying a luminary, right, that they've made at one of the workshops, landing in the festival block of Washington Street downtown for a light-filled evening of dancing and music. And we are commissioning local artists to activate downtown business windows. And so there's performance and there's face painting and chalk art. And there are all the things that we know are going to be happening that we are kind of helping to curate to make the Ipsy Glow experience powerful. But then, you know, this is an event that truly is created by Ipsy for all of Ipsy. And so there's, you know, all of the surprises that are going to appear on Glow Night that people are working on in their family rooms, or artists are working in their studios, groups are kind of organizing, you know, how they're going to get their glow on. And so there's also that magical element of light-filled surprise.
Surprises. So this is really an expression of art and creativity that has lights. I mean, people literally glow in the dark because it happens at nighttime, right?
That's right. And we blacklight the street. And so all of the activations, all of the creative elements are glowingly so. And I do think, you know, what you've just said is that this event, this experience, and it really is an experience that starts like the month before as we're gathering with community members and teaching artists. We've had workshops at the downtown library and in the Riverside Arts Center where people are using ordinary materials to make glowing things to wear and carry. But it truly engages and activates the creative talents in our community, and that's something that Ypsilanti has just as a rich legacy. I mean, we have more artists working in this community than we even know are
right.
present. And so the ability to be able to harness that kind of raw creative talent and bring them together with community of all ages to be part of the making experience, gaining new skills, getting to know other people in the community, and be part of this collaborative effort that becomes something that we build together and we do together. And the relationships and those experiences are quite powerful as Ypsilanti is really kind of shaping, right, a new narrative for who we are as a community into the future.
And speaking of creating things, and we will put pictures on our website, WEMU.org. Jerry, what have you created for you and Jennifer around your shoulders that you're wearing today?
Well, for wonderful productions, like to promote Make Something Out of the Ordinary.
Okay.
So for me this year, I'm experimenting with plastic latex gloves. So,
like one would encounter at the doctor's office.
Like, unfortunately, at the doctor's,
yeah.
Or fortunately.
Right.
But I've taken them and I've multiplied them into a wrap.
And you are wearing a white one, and Jennifer is wearing a black one.
I'm wearing a black one. They become quite just wonderful, creative fashion accessories.
How does it make you feel to wear something like that?
I feel pretty powerful.
Do you?
And funky. And it's
a
great...
I feel pretty crowy.
You think it's bird-like?
I feel like I'm winged.
Oh, okay.
I feel winged.
Well, isn't that what Ipsy Glow and is all about, that creative feeling that you can express yourself and just go out on the street and have some fun?
It does. And also it just sort of says, look, go in your house, find things. It doesn't have to be fancy. You don't have to necessarily go to the store to buy something pre-made. You can just go find what's in the closet and put something together and show up.
And this is really a community effort. You have so many different partners, from Eastern Michigan University to U of M. Can you tell us about some of those?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the Ypsilanti District Library, as Jerry had mentioned, has been, along with the Riverside Arts Center, have been two of our longstanding partners. We've been super excited this year to be working with the Park Ridge Community Center, and as part of our intentions around doing more and more about engaging and reaching out to all of our community. It's been very exciting to meet with the Park Ridge leadership. Anthony Williamson has been a great champion for us. We're partnering with the Youth Arts Alliance there that does after-school arts programs. Engage at Eastern has been a huge partner of ours. We've brought Kristen Klotchko from their team to work with us as helping with the logistics and all of the outreach for community participation and volunteers.
Did you say volunteers?
Oh. Volunteers. I did say volunteers.
Are you needing volunteers?
We do need volunteers. The day of, especially.
How can they contact you, or what do you need them to do?
So if people jump on the ipsyglow.org webpage, there is a link for people who want to sign up to help as volunteers. That's also the place that people can go to get more details on the time and where to get started and where the workshops are happening. Kind of all the good glow stuff is there.
What would they be doing, changing light bulbs or flipping switches?
Well, we have a lot of kind of heavy lifting, you know, okay, early on in the day. As we're setting up tents and tables and chairs and helping to guide the various artists and that are working with final installations. But then through the evening, we definitely have needs for people to help as like ambassadors, you know, people that, you know, are there to help with information, work at the merchandise table.
We could also use those who like to tell people what to do for safety patrol for the processions that start. At Cultivate is one procession there coming down Cross Street, and also at the Water Tower is another procession, and there will be another procession from the Ipsy Public Library.
So this is coming up October 25th.
Correct.
So you're still working on it, you're still looking for help, and people can find that at your website, which we will also put a link to on our website, WEMU.org. And anybody can participate?
Anybody and everybody.
Ipsy Glow. We're talking to Jennifer Goulet and Jerry Rosenberg, and definitely I'll take pictures of what they're sporting today for the interview so you can see it for yourself. Creativity abounds, and we very much look forward to Ipsy Glow coming up on October 25th.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All ages awesomeness.